a 9/11 tribute and lying politicians, and apparently we have a punny commentator.
Hello. Welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for September 16, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
I wasn't laughing, so.
Oh. Did you forget some of, like, because especially after the hello.
Hello. I don't know. My mind sometimes goes elsewhere.
Where does it go? Where does that beautiful mind of yours go?
Can we move on?
I want to know where it goes.
I'm not sure. I haven't figured it out yet. Sometimes it takes a while to wrangle it back.
Aleppo,
so.
Perhaps? We had a very active week here at Prickly City, so we began with a 9/11 tribute, and apparently we had a lot of good comments on
it. You had a lot of wonderful comments, people saying that they really appreciated it because you were pretty much the only comic strip that remembered the 15th
strange.
Anniversary.
Yeah, 15th anniversary, you think that'd be a special one, but yeah, no one else that I'm aware of commemorated it.
So, everybody who commented liked it except for
one person.
Oh, God,
what?
Full name wrote saying, George W. Bush, the man who ignored all the warning by people whose hair was on fire, whose VP was part of New American Century that was looking for an excuse to attack Iraq. George W. Bush, who told Americans lie after lie to justify an illegal and disastrous war on Iraq. Thanks for reminding us, you dumb fascist asshole. I thought that was a bit of an extreme response to the memorial cartoon, but...
That's actually to the 9/11 cartoon.
That was
okay.
To the 9/11, because I thought maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's to something else, but I did some research, and that's what he was talking about.
Well, I'm a lot of things that guy mentioned, but I'm not an a-hole. I may be a fascist.
You're not a fascist.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. And you're not dumb.
That's one of those... Aw.
Aw.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. No, this is the type of stuff I have gotten all my career. I've been a cartoonist for roughly almost, gee whiz, 38 years. Yeesh, capiche. And I get this stuff all the time, which is a head scratcher. Do you know where this guy's coming from?
Well, he had mentioned in the subject matters discussing about, apparently there was in a presidential daily briefing on August 6th.
August
6th, 2001.
Okay. All right.
There was a briefing that said that bin Laden was determined to strike in the U.S. And they thought there were definitely signs he was looking for some way to strike back and perhaps hijack a plane, an American aircraft, to try to gain the release of blind Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman and other U.S.-held extremists. But from what I've read, that there was nothing saying that this definitely was going to happen on
so
what
that,
it did.
That's what you
it was
think.
Just
this
something's
is
going to happen sometime.
All
it
right.
could happen.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I don't know what they could have done if they could have
no, but
strengthened
he did get
the NSA
to end,
already.
And his letter with that charming ending. Okay, well, you know, like I said, 38 years of this stuff, and I get that stuff all the time, so there's that. The strip goes on to talk about lying, and here's the thing the point I was trying to bring up, and I think it did actually a pretty good job of it, which is we seem to not mind being lied to. I mean, we're very selective in the lies that offend us or tick us off. We have, of course, Hillary Clinton, who I've called a pathological liar, and I think the episode of her pneumonia proved that and kind of confirmed the narrative about her. Fair or not, it was sort of like her potato moment when Dan Quayle was at the school and corrected the kid and said there's an E at the end of potato. I don't make fun of people's spelling. Because
no.
I'm stupid that way. I
no,
really
you just
am.
Have a learning thing that.
No. Well. I go with the Andrew Jackson, the president of the United States, who said famously, and I quote, "It is a small mind indeed that can think of only one way to spell a word." That,
there you go.
That was a guy who won the Battle of New Orleans. So. You're just staring at me.
I am.
Well, you've known me since I was 18. I couldn't spell then either. So this
no,
isn't
but
like...
our son can't spell. My dad, you know, was a pharmacist, and he never was able to spell. I think it's just sort of a learning disability.
I don't think
Not
of it as
dumb,
a disability.
But you're spelling challenged.
Yes, I'm differently speller guy. Anyway, so we like to be lied to. Apparently it's okay. It depends on who's doing the lying.
I actually read an opinion piece on that today where this guy was saying that it depends on whether we feel we're being lied to or lied for. And it's really more of a tribal type thing. Your political party is your tribe. And so when they lie, they're lying for you, and the other guys are lying to you. So you tend to believe the lies that, or at least support the lies that your people are telling.
Well, that's fascinating. You know, that comes down to the tribalism of it. It comes down to what's happened in American politics now, which is, of course, we question each other's. We don't question each other's politics. We question each other's motives. And it's wrong. It's really bad.
Yeah, because as you always say, most people want what's best for the country. They just want it in different ways.
Yeah.
So, don't agree with a lot of people, but.
So, and then, of course, in the Friday strip, today's where we're recording on Friday, is talking about Gary Johnson, who we're still waiting to hear if he's going to be in on the debate. He should be, obviously. He's my guy, so I'm clearly partisan. But I really would like to see him up there. Hell, I'd like to see Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, up there, too. I'd love to hear different voices up there. It's unclear whether or not he'll get there. He's roughly at 10 to 11% in the national polls that they look at, although they're not entirely forthcoming as to which polls the Commission on Presidential Debates looks at. But given that he's at 10%, Ross Perot in 92 is at 7, 8%?
Yeah, he was, I think, at somewhere around there, 7 yeah. or 8%. And then, but after the debate, he went up. Almost 10 more points. Yeah.
I suspect that if the rest of the country gets a chance to see Gary Johnson, in fact, by the way, you know, like I say, whoa, ask him about Aleppo. I've done a number of gags about him that are up and coming because obviously I'm 2.5 weeks ahead of schedule because that's how you have to do it in the newspaper business. So if anyone's saying or thinking that I'm not going to address that, the Aleppo thing, which is, you know, hilarious, you'd be wrong, because I give him holy hell for that as well.
What's interesting, people are either very supportive of you supporting Gary Johnson, or they make fun of you. Both Wild Bill and Exotic Doc, who generally have opposite viewpoints, both think you've pretty much drunk the Kool-Aid.
Well, I have, yeah.
And Kyle of Lakosh said, Stantis needs Aleppo sanction. So does Carmen and Johnson.
I love that. Say it again.
Aleppo section.
Aleppo section. Yeah, that. Well, that may or may not be true, but who was that?
It was both Wild Bill and Exotic.
Well, who sent Aleppo section?
Oh, Kyle of Lakosh.
Of what?
Of Lakosh. Don't make me say it that many times.
Lakosh? What is Lakosh?
Lochalsh.
Okay. Well, okay. Thank you for that. I love puns, by the way. Ginny and I both serve a sucker for puns. Hey, listen, that does it for this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to keep touch and tabs on the goings-ons of Honey Bunny and Carmen and Winslow and all the others, go ahead and go to gocomics.com/prickly city, or go to scottstantis.com. And if you want to drop us a line or for a comment or a question, please do so at pricklycity@gmail.com. For Michael Heidemann, who is he's actually here, he's waving. He does one of these days he's going to make a sound
someday,
and it'll be beautiful. But Michael, thank you, and WGN Plus, Janine, thank you, and for all of you who are listening, until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.